Ellie is married to.
My sister.
Oh, so that's pretty close.
That's nice. The last time I saw them was at my nephew's wedding. Which already, how long have Natasha and Lior been married? Is it 2 years already? Look at that.
Ellie Fishman is your brother-in-law.
That's
That's
correct. Ellie Fishman is my brother-in-law. Small world.
He's in Nashville, right?
No.
No, he
Silver
moved.
Spring. No, they've never been in Nashville.
Isn't Ellie a law professor?
No. He's got a
Oh,
brother
who
who
am I?
he's got a brother who's a
Oh,
law.
you're right. That's his brother, Joseph, who I never met.
I don't
I
remember all
never
the
met.
kids that but
That's right,
no.
Joseph. I never
He
met him.
does health policy. He works for the government.
Ellie.
Ellie, yes.
Oh, is he working for Robert Kennedy? What's his name?
Yes.
He, yes.
He's under Kennedy right now.
Whoa.
So it was interesting that, because this is for the first time CMS is all being run by MDs. I mean, all the depart on all the sub departments are all doctors, which is a new thing. The Department of Health. They're all doctors. It's
Okay, let's learn.
let's learn.
What's up, Persia?
Parsha is, here we go. Vayera.
Okay.
Vayera. Okay, we got
Okay.
split screen. You can see the psukim that we're talking about on the right-hand side. Left-hand is the actual shear. And this is a shear based, this is based on a shear by Rav Shlomo Moshe Amar. It's very much a chassidish of vort. Only thing that stops him from being a chassidish of vort is the fact he's the former Sephardic chief rabbi of Israel.
Oh.
Whatever he does isn't chassidish, but it's the same kind of style. It's definitely not shot on the pasuk. It's much more homiletic. But I
Okay.
like it. So for if you don't like homiletics, you want straight parshanut, then this is not for you. But I liked it, so there's that.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna look at the okay. Oh, it's got all the plagues, right? We can sing all this, the Makos 10 song, but we're gonna look at Arav, which can I'm gonna leave mostly untranslated. Swarms, beasts, flies, insects, lots of animals. Here, the Alla Torah translates it as swarms. That's not bad. Swarms of beasts. Very much a Moshe. Moshe. Hashkem baboker, when you wake up early in the morning. He did save the safe road, stand up in front of Paro, Hinei save Maima as he goes out to the river. Marta Elav, and you'll tell him, Ko Amar Hashem, Shalach Amibia Deni, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, and they will serve me. Kim in Chamashaleach because if you don't let my people go, Inimashliach Bacha, then I will let go, that's a nice pun there, I will let go among you. Uvavadecha and your servants, Vamecha and your people, Uvatecha and your houses, Etarov, these swarms of animals. Maluva te Mitzrayim, and they'll fill Etarov, and the houses of Egypt will be filled with Arov, Gama Damashe, Malahan, all of the land that where they are. Ifleti be'amahu Eretz Goshen, and I will separate, I will distinguish. On that day, the land of Goshen, where the Jews are, Asher Ami Omer Aleha, that my people are, the Vilti Sham Arov, and there will not be any Arov there, the Mante Da, so that you should know, Ki in Ki Ani Hashem, Bekar Arat, that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. Pesamti Fedut B'nei Mi Avamecha, and I will place a Pedut, a redemption, a Pidyon, between my people and yours. This sign will be tomorrow. So, what's that last pasuk doing? Right? I mean, he just said, Vifleti be'yamahu et Eretz Goshen. Now,
Yeah, what is
Sabif
that word,
is.
hiflati? What's that from?
Right? Vifleti is to distinguish, to make a distinction.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, here you
Okay.
translate separate, and the footnote here says. When you can't make a distinction, talking about when you go to the, you have to go to the Sanhedrin, through a higher court. Each capfully neder when you specify a neder. But I'm more looking at the Padun. Okay, and I will tell you now. So, and in fact, it's so redundant that if you listen to the Aliyah, when you read the Torah, the Aliyah, this must be Chamishi, ends with Ki'ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz, end of Aliyah. And this next one is the next Aliyah, Samti Fadut. At least in terms of how we divide the Aliyah, it's thematically separate. So what is this Padut? I am redemption, Bein Amiyuv and Amecha. Rashi says there's an implied word there. I will place a redemption that will distinguish between my people and yours. Right? Samti Fadut, Sheyav Deal, Bein Amiyuv and Amecha. What's that distinction? And so the Ramban says, the previous pasuk told us that the Arav would not go into Goshen where the Jewish people were living. And then he adds, then this pasuk adds, Samti Fadut, Bein Amiyuv and Amecha, Shafilu Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Imimatsu Achayot Ish Yudi, that if a Jew is in Egypt, not in Eretz Goshen, Lo Yezikuhu V'yochlu Mitzrayim, that they will not be harmed by the Arav, they're just going to eat all the Egyptians. So two kinds of distinction. One is the places, Goshen, Ephraim, and one of the people. My people aren't going to be harmed. Rabbi Brandis says this Pedut here, this redemption is something much larger. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah makes the point that the slavery, the Shibud, ended well before Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yetziat Mitzrayim on Pesach, but the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah batla avodat Mitzrayim. The actual slavery ended in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so it's discussing all the things historically happened in Rosh Hashanah. So that's 6 months before, right? Presumably, at Paro, after, by the time you get to Arov, your force plagues in, Paro's intimidated enough, they're not working anybody. He's not letting them go yet, but they're not enslaving anybody at this point.
What plagues happened before Rosh Hashanah?
So the Midrash says that each plague lasted about a month. So six plagues before would be the fourth plague, which is Arov, right here.
I see. This is, yeah.
So that the Abarbanel says, yes, this the Pedut that they're this pasuk is the redemption of they're done with slavery. Okay, they're not, out of Egypt, but the slavery is over. This is the Abarbanel. So the pasuk says after Hifleti by Yamahu, and he says Samti Fadut, I will place this redemption. That this redemption is the same thing as the Hafla, the separation that was mentioned in the previous pasuk. Yimaya came, but if it was, that's what it was, Lo Yimaleta, then you couldn't avoid saying this redundant. The text couldn't. Could not be rescued from being accused of being redundant. So Ramban, which we quoted, Perashat Padutaya Gamba Eretz Mitzrayim, that there was Hifleti in terms of the places, and the Padut was in Egypt, Sheim Mimatzeha Rov Yehudi, Eretz, that if the Arav of the animals would find a Jew in Egypt, Lo Yiziku, they would not harm him. This is right. But more correct, more important to note. From that day on, that was the end of slavery. That Paro saw these wonders that are happening. Paro was willing to acknowledge that they're God's nation. They're not enslaved anymore. Okay? So that's what he means by Samti Fadut. With that, it says correctly, I place this Padut Bein Abiyuv V'Enamecha, meaning on both, the redemption was both of my people and your people, not between, not distinguished, but it was a Padut for both of them. Julia, Od Yisrael, Niftehem, Kavadim, Bnei Yisrael were no longer slaves. Aval Kamoshu, Mitzrayim, Eitzel Yisrael, you Bnei Yisrael, Eitzel Mitzrayim. They will be treated equally. Yul Kolam Bisurim, Ubitiyim, Lo Abadim. They were all, no. All they would all suffer together, and they would also be redeemed from slavery. Okay,
What's the two sides? You
That this
said that
that
who's
were you asking? The
Oh, I
Parthenon
see. Yeah, the
Santi,
master as well. Yeah, I see
right?
what
That's
you're
what I'm
coming.
saying. Yeah, the
Okay,
Santi, right? That it's right. That's the Emerson.
right.
Okay, that okay. The Padut is for both the slaves and for the slave master, right? This was Ralph Waldo Emerson on the day of the Emancipation Proclamation. Had a poem that starts with "Today, unbind the captive, so only are ye unbound that you yourselves are unbound by redeeming them." So that's a vedute there. So Makat Arov is the second of the Arba Lashonot Geula, the four stages of Geula, beginning of the parsha, right? Mitzrayim, we talked about last week. You will no longer tolerate slavery. I saved you from the avoda. And Vigalti is drawn to Yahweh to give him good limb, and the Geula is still to come. We're not there yet. Another 6 months, and then Lakati Chem, and you'll be my people. That's at Har Sinai. And then the fifth of the four Lashonah is Yeah, bring you to the land.
Well, how does that
What?
support the idea that the slave master is also freed?
Well, this doesn't. This is just this is the way Abravanel reads Santi Fedut Bein Avinu Bein Amecha. I will redeem
Right.
both you and both your people and my people. Right.
Oh, okay. So this
Right.
is the Vehitzalti. Okay.
The Hitzalti Echem Me'avotam. That's okay. This is talking to the Jews.
Right.
You are now being Hitzalti from the slavery.
Okay.
Okay. That's the slavery end. There's something interesting about the word Pedut, and that's not all there. Okay. It's missing a letter, right? It should be Padut should be with a vav there. So if you look at all the ancient manuscripts of Tanakh, there is that which included the Nikud and the Ta'amim, they also have what's called the Masoretic notes. They're little notes on the side.
Okay.
On Padut, there's a little dot here, and it goes with these three. It's Gimel, Bet, and Chaser. And you should immediately know what that
Okay.
means. Okay? Sometimes it's obvious. It says like the letter's big or like that. No. Okay, so if you want to understand what the Masoretic notes, you have to look at the Baal Turim. Baal Turim already dealt with those and tell you here's what these are hinting at. Okay, the Baal Turim, the Tur, turns typography into homiletics.
Wait, those three things, the gimel, the bet, the chaser, isn't it just the chaser that applies to this word?
Yes. So what's the Gimel and Bet mean?
Well, I don't know. There are other words somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
No?
This way these are all on here. So here is the here's the Baal Turim unpacking it.
Okay.
I assume that he didn't make this up. This is part of the sort of the tradition of this is what these notes mean, when you have this
Oh,
note
okay.
here. Okay, so it says Gimel b'Masorah. There's a Gimel there in the Masorah. Dein Chaser. This one is Chaser. Ubet Mila'im. And there are two other places where the Peduta in Tanakh where Peduta appears. Those two times are Malay.
Okay, what's the gimel?
There are three total places
Oh,
where the word,
three.
there are
Oh,
three places
three.
where Peduta appears in all of
Oh,
Tanakh. There's another
cool.
place where
Okay,
there's Mipha. That
three.
word Peduta appears three times. Two of
Two
them
have
are
full, and here it's missing.
Chaser.
Okay.
Okay,
Oh,
and
wow.
the
That's
other
pretty good.
okay, and the other two places are in Tehillim. It says Pedut shalach la'amo, tzivah lo amrito, Shemot, that he sent Pedut to his nation, and then Yachel Yisrael Hashem ki ima Hashem Chesed. We say this all the time in Tehillim. Rabbe imo Pedut. Right, remember where we say Mizmor Shira Mal Mimakim.
Wait, if you want to understand the Masoretic notes, who put those notes there?
These go back. So you look at this is from the Leningrad Codex from 1100. The Aleppo Codex from 800 has the same thing, has all these notes in there. We assume that like they're like the Ta'amim and the vowels. They're probably from the time of the Tana'im.
Oh, okay.
Right. So they're
I
putting
didn't
notes
know.
in.
I didn't know about these notes.
Oh, you hear that? These are
Okay,
all
very
there.
cool.
Okay. Yeah, so you have lots of notes. If you look at it, images of them, they'll have little letters on the side there that obviously are
And they
meant
also have
mnemonics.
Nikud. They have the
Right.
Nikud.
Right. So the Nikud, this is all the Nikud, and also has
Wow.
the Ta'amim, right? That's a
Okay.
Munach and a Revi'i and a Marchat Tibcha, Munach et Nachta. Same shapes we use today. So this again, this is the Leningrad Codex.
Wow.
Get that online. Okay.
Okay.
So three
Yeah.
places. Okay. So now we're going to turn to homiletics. Ki zeh lo ya pedut shalem. Because this pedut is chaser because it wasn't a full redemption. Elam bnei harov. Okay, it was just from the arov, and we would add it was the pedut of the from the slavery. But when they left, that was a full redemption. When it says pedut shalach lamo, latid and the future ultimate redemption, yimot mashiach ritamim. It's harbe mofedut, yegula shlema. Be lots of pedut.
Okay.
Okay, and that's where we get the homiletics. This is pedut without a vav there. It's chaser because it's missing something. It's still not a real pedut. Okay, that's what Rav Amar says. This is the Chassidish Bor part that was what they were missing was something deeper than just being saved from the slavery or from the arov. It was lacking the letter vav specifically. The letter Vav is the Vav HaChibur, the and, the connection. Vav in the sense of a hook. Slavery was over, but they had no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were lacking the connection to Hashem. That's what symbolizes. He says, Ba'od Vav, Remuzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'oraita of Yisrael. This Vav symbolizes what joins Hashem, the Torah, and Israel together. Lo yachibur shalem im Hashem yiparach. They weren't close to Hashem. That's why it's missing in this word here. And the fact is, most of the majority, the vast majority of Jews weren't happy with this kind of pedut. They liked Egypt, right? Most of them didn't want to leave Egypt at all. They didn't like slavery, right? At this point, four Makos in, Paro says no more slavery. They would have say Hallel and then say thanks God, we'll take it from here. Right? We had that in the end of. Project Vayigash when they moved down, right? Goshen, Jews lived in Mitzrayim, lived in Goshen. Vayeachazuva means they were held by it. Not they held it. They were held by Egypt. They liked Egypt. They wanted to stay in Egypt. Vayegruva and they became numerous there.
That's good. That explains why they talk in the desert about going back.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to understand. What do you mean go back? It was horrible there, but not without the slavery.
Right. Once you get a slavery, that's Egypt's great.
Yeah, that's
Okay, but
good.
again, but they're lacking this vav achibur, this connection. And so
Right.
Rav Amar goes into other places where a vav added implies this connection between Hashem and Bnei Israel. One
Okay.
example is Yitro.
Oh.
Right? Yitro is called elsewhere Yeter.
Ah.
Rashi says, Sheva Shemot Nikro Lo. He's called by different names. He's called Reuel, Yeter, Yitro, Chovav, Chever, Kenei Putiel, various names. And Yeter, Al Shem Sheyiter, Parsha Chapa Torah. Right? They called him Yeter when he came to visit them and he told his son-in-law everything he was doing wrong. That's my model for my son-in-law, right? When he comes and he tells Moshe, you can't do this. He gets a whole paragraph in the Torah about how they should need to set up judges. That's
Oh, what is
Yeter.
that word you tear like extra
Yeter.
or
Yeah,
added?
Yoter.
Okay,
So
yeah.
Yeter Parshat Chapa Torah. And then Yitro, Shinit Gayer, when he actually said, I'm going to join you people, the Kiyama Mitzvot, Lasifa Lo'ot Echad Al Shmo. He added an extra letter. He adds the
Okay.
Vav HaChibur.
He doesn't say Vachibor, but we know it
Rashi
is.
does it. Right? Yeah, Rav Amar says that. And this explains what Rashi says. Lama, why pick up Vav? Lo Yud,
Right.
hey, right? If you want
Right.
a Hashem kind of thing, like Avraham, let's take a hey
Right.
in there. Okay? No. Because what we said, this is obvious. When he converted, he accepted the mitzvot. He he took the he added when he took his sort of Jewish name. We're just talking about that with a couple of people working on converting it. How you pick a Jewish name? What's appropriate there? He decided he's going to add the vav, specifically harumuzot la Torah, that hints to the Torah that olamora al chibur im HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
Okay,
that teaches us the
chibur.
connection. It's a
Right.
vav
I
al
like
chibur.
that because that's what a vav is. And
Yes,
yeah.
kamar hi vav hachibur.
Vav
Right, that's what
hachibur.
he. That's what he adds to
Yeah.
his name. It's the vav hachibur.
Nice.
And the other thing he points out, there are several places where Yaakov's name is spelled male with a vav.
Ah.
Okay, you see that in Vayikra. It's one of them. Zarchi chesacharti brit Yaakov. See that with an extra vav in there. And
Yeah.
britiya Yitzchak. Okay, so what Rashi says on that pasuk, briti Yaakov. There are five places in Tanakh where Yaakov's name is written with a vav. And Eliyahu's name, normally is written Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi, is written chaser. For instance,
Oh.
end of Malachi. Well, right, you know
They
the
just say
song.
Eliyah. They call him Eliyah. Oh, there it
Yeah.
is. Eliyahu
Hinei anochi shaloleach lachem et Eliyahu ha-Navi. You sung that, right? It's
Hanavi.
not in the pasuk. The song has Eliyahu. The
Yeah.
pasuk does not have a vav. It's Eliyah, Hanavi. Okay, Eliyahu's chaser. The Midrash says Yaakov natal ot mishmo shel
Wait, they're
Eliyahu.
both five and five.
Five and five. Five places
Okay.
where Yaakov takes
Okay.
away Eliyahu's name because he takes it at Eravon as a guarantee. To Yavo vivaser gulat banav. That Yaakov tells Eliyahu, I'm taking away your vav. That's your connection to Hashem. That's Rav Amar's point. Right. Yeah, you, Eliyahu, are a great Navi and you love Hashem. You're Kano Kaniti Lo Kim, you know that. I'm going to pull a hold that a little bit of that back until you come back and announce the final Geula. Then you can have your
Okay.
vavs back.
Huh.
That's
Okay.
because that's connection to the rest of Jewish people. That's Rav Amar. It's very cute.
Yeah, it's
I
cute.
like it. All right, again, that's why I call it, you see why I call it Chassidus of words, right? Not
Yeah.
here. It's the Sephardic equivalent of it. Okay, Rav Amar goes further. You've written a Megillah, right? Never written a Sefer Torah, right? Because and you realize there's no fixed format for Sefer Torah.
You mean where the
Where to,
columns begin and
right,
how
where the
long the
columns might
lines
end.
are? Right.
Right, but there's some strong traditions from the time of the Gaonim.
I know that drives Jack crazy, like when the Tikkun doesn't match up with the Torah.
Because there's no law there, except there is.
Oh.
Okay, so of course there's a tradition of B'yashamo. Bet Yud Hey Shin Mem Vav. You heard of that?
No.
This is Shlomo Ganzfried, who wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who wrote a sefer on Safrut called Ksoda Sefer. Yes, Midaktakim. There are careful, or Sifrei Torah written by careful Sofrim, right? They represent the tradition. And this one goes, this is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Lichtov b'yud he shin mem vav barosha amud.
Yud Hey Shin. This is
They
like
go base.
Hamelach
Yeah, so
Megillah,
it, analogous
but
to the Melech in
right.
there, right?
No.
Meaning,
So what are
Perush.
they? Where do they come? Those letters,
So,
but
okay, so
Rosh
first
Ha'amud.
the bet
Wow.
is always Breishit, obviously. There's no way to avoid that, right? That's
But
obvious.
where's the B? There's no bet in that
Breishit.
list. No, in the
Breishit
Yud Hey.
Baruch Hu. No, it's bet is part of it. Bet, Yud, Hey,
Oh,
six
bet
things.
Yud.
Right. Bet is one
Okay.
of those, okay, because, and then the bet's trivial, right? That's got to be the first one.
Okay.
The Yud is, I mean, there are different Minhagim about this is the common Ashkenazi one is Yehuda Atah is the bracha in Vayechi
Okay.
starts with Yud. The Hey is right before in Shema, right before Shirat Hayam. We talk about the Mitzrim HaBa'im Acharehem. That's the Hey. And the
Okay.
Egyptians were chasing after them. The Shin is Shemor Lecha after the Shlosh HaShem Midot.
Okay.
Okay, the mem is Bamidbar from Matovu, from Bilam.
Okay.
Matovu is always the top of a column. And the Vav is Ve'idavam right before Ha'azinu.
Okay. None of them are here.
No, we're not working in here yet.
Okay.
Okay, that's tradition, ubidia, if you want to say it correctly, right? If you didn't do it, imlo katvanken, you didn't do it, enoma akev, it doesn't possibly say.
Right.
Right, by
Okay.
the Torah, that's a tradition there. The Ramah
I
mentioned
never
this
heard
before.
this. This is great. How many
You've never
people
heard
know
this.
this? No.
Everybody knows this.
Oh,
Jack
God.
knows this. I'm sure Jack knows about percussion.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you can ask him about that.
I'll ask him. Michael would know it.
Okay. The Ramah adds another minhag.
Okay.
Okay. Yesh svarim medaktikim, again, by careful sofrim. Lichtov otiyot bekashimo, that's what we just talked about, berosh hamudim.
Okay.
V'chein kitzata medaktikim, there are some good Sefer Torah, well-written, lichtov berosh kol amud vav. Every
Wow.
column starts, so like HaMelech, every single column starts with a vav.
That's
Koneto
hard.
vavei hamudim. It is hard. Okay, they call it the vavei hamudim, which is a pun, a sofer pun, about the literally the hooks of the pillars from the courtyard of the Mishkan. It talks about the amudim,
Vavei, what do
vavei
they call it? Vavei, a what?
hamudim. The hooks of the
Kama?
pillars were made as sofer.
Ha-amudim. Oh, wow.
The vavs of the columns from the word in the Torah, from the hooks of the pillars. Every one, and I have a picture over, I don't know if you can see my little picture over here.
This is so good. That's in the Torah, Vavei Ha-amudim.
Yeah, so that's talking about the actual pillars of the courtyard.
Wow.
Okay, so here's a picture here. This is a toy Torah, but I got a picture. You have a vav at the beginning, vav at the beginning, vav at the beginning. Look at the whole Torah, with the
Wow.
exception of Bekashimo, right? So basically, there are five columns that do not have a vav in the beginning on these kinds of Torah, right? The bet, yud, the hey, the shin,
Oh, right, because they have
and
to have those
the
letters.
mem, and the vav, the last vav there, this of the sixth one already is a vav. So that's right there. Okay? The thing about that minhag is that everybody hates it. The
Right.
older sources
I mean, it makes it hard
convey.
to write. It makes
Yes.
it very
So
hard.
this is the Maram Rottenberg. I go Mamaniot. So this is 1200.
But then now it's not hard because you have models. You have.
Ah, that's where we're going with that. Right.
Okay.
Now everybody does it. So this is 1200. Umad is the Mara, because it messes everything else up. You're right. It's hard to get it right. Machinagosofrim burim. Right. We talked about before this Farimar Medaktikim. Here calls them the ignorant sofrim, the uncultured boors, right? Managu sofrim burim, latchil kol amud bavav. They start every column with a vav. B'korin lavo vavei hamudim, and they give it a name, vavei hamudim, nira she'isur gamor li'shtavav. Absolutely forbidden. Shara osim amudim, yesh mein rachav, yesh mein katzar, because now you end up having to mess up all the rest of the columns. They're wider, they're smaller. You gotta stretch the letters out. Shaloka, that's all wrong. Right? They
Oh.
focus on the wrong thing. If I was writing my own Sefer Torah, I would be careful. Shalo Okay, I would be careful. None of them. Okay, I hate this minhag. Chutmi right? That of Yashamo, right? That's the
Right.
original minhag. That one gets a vav. Everyone else, nothing.
That's very
But
funny.
it is. That's pretty
You
strong.
know, I knew a woman, Sofer, she made a Megillah, Hamalka.
You wrote it as Malka.
Like every column began with Hamalka, Esther Hamalka.
There aren't enough.
I don't know how she did it. I
There aren't
saw it,
enough.
and
Yeah, there aren't enough Malkas
I
in there.
know, but she worked it. She did it. I mean, some of the it wasn't even looking. Some of the pages had big gaps, and some were
Well,
crowded,
that's
and
what
it wasn't
he's inveighing
pretty.
against, that you try to concentrate on this
I
cute
know, I
thing, you
know. I'm
mess
going
up
to
the whole
ask her for it. I'm going to ask her to sh the
thing.
Hamalka
Okay.
Megillah. Yeah.
But
Anyway,
basically
that's
by
what's
the
wrong with the Vav. You have to squeeze and figure
right.
instead of just free-flowing writing.
So,
Right.
but
That's
that's not only the
funny.
case. So by the latter half of the 19th century, so this is we're looking at the Aruch HaShulchan right in the 1890s, early 20th century. Everyone writing the Sefer Torah with Vavei Amudim.
So who said Ze in Yan Gadol? That's the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, oh, no, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. So that's Yechiel
Who's the one
Nefesh.
who said he hates it?
That's the Maharam Rotenberg.
Oh,
He is the he is get
okay.
he's 12th century. Aruch HaShulchan is 19th century.
Oh, and
Okay,
he likes it. He says you
so
should
we
do
look
it.
at here. Go Bedvar Vavei Hamudim. Okay, now we're going to talk about Vavei Hamudim. Yesh Rabim Ugedolim Merishonim VaAchronim Chetzaku Kechur Kechurchakia Alze. Kechur Pia Alze. That's an expression in the Talmud that shrieked like a crane. Okay, there are
Oh.
great Roshonim and Achronim who cried out about this, who shrieked about this. Shai Dezeh Mekalkalim, because then all the columns are messed up. Shiniot, you gotta adjust the letters, the fishim, the shire, because you needed to measure out Shiavo Vav Barosh Kol Amud. They do. Amnam Zezman Rav, but it's been a while, been a generation. Shiatzel or Tikkun Sofer Achad, that someone invented what we now call the Tikkun Sofrim. That's the format that Jack likes. He
Yes,
complains if
yes.
it doesn't match that specific format where it all works out. And I'll say
Yeah.
it does it violates the Rambam has rules for how you should write a Sefer Torah. It violates that. This one, the one we have has 42 lines on each column. Rambam teaches at least 48. But it's even enough and it looks good and it all works out. They figured out exactly where to put the letters. Okay. So Tikkun Sofer Achad, Yafeh. Af na'im, it's nice, it's even pretty. Musudara vavei hamudim, that's arranged so you have these vavei hamudim. Now every vav in there, b'lishum dechikat ot, without having to bug up
Squeeze.
anything anywhere. For nago sofrim lechtov acharav, and all sofrim have followed him. We don't know who this guy is,
Wow.
but somebody found this out. Vaday nachon v'yashar lasot. Okay, it's certainly right. It's a good thing to do this. V'yesh b'zeh
Wow.
inyan gadol. There is a deep idea here. In fact,
Wow.
the Chidas, 1700s, said there's an inyan gadol. So what's
What
the
is it?
inyan
What's
gadol?
the? Oh, okay. Here we go.
Right? Well, you
What
know
did
where
you
we're
say
going.
about the Rambam? The Rambam says what?
Well, the Rambam, when his description of the of how you write a Sefer Torah, says there really there ideally should be between 48 and 60 lines per column.
Oh, nothing to do with these
No,
vavs, right?
but it's much shorter than the Tikkun Sofrim that we have today.
I
What we
got
have
it.
today, I think, is 42.
Okay.
So it's not perfect in every possible way, but it's as good as we're gonna get.
Yeah.
So we've now invented this wonderful Vavei Hamudim Torah that makes everybody happy.
Good.
Okay. So says Rav Amar. Rav Amar says, "What is that? Inyan
Ah.
Gadol is that symbolizes our yearning to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want these, we want more vavs in there. We want hooks,
It's Vav HaChibur, right?
right? We want every column to have a vav chibur."
Yes.
Od Yitbe Erez Zebedei Tev. This is Rav Amar. Ma she'nagu b'tikivat ha'sefer Torah la'tchil b'rosh kol amud b'od vav. Okay, again, this is not this is or this is 21st century here. Rav Amar's comment. That we put a we write a Sefer Torah with a vav in every column, with five exceptions. We're Korean Lazev Vavei Hamudim. Milvad Hamudim Shebesimanam Bakashimo. Well, except one. So that's five we has the older commitment. Zesha Amru, Anachlahem Yisrael, and that comes back to what the Gemara says, that leave Bnei Yisrael alone for their Minhagim, Im Enam Nevi'im Bnei Nevi'im Heim. They may not be Nevi'im, but they're the children of Nevi'im. They have an intuitive sense of what's right.
Okay.
Even if the Maharami Rotenberg, the leader of Ashkenazi Jewry, the one who codified everything that makes us Ashkenazim, says, no, don't do it, Yisur Gamor. But Israel have adopted this minhag.
Is this
For
said about this minhag or all minhagim?
this was actually talking about how you carry
Minhagim.
your knives on Shabbos for your Korban Pesach. But it's a
Okay.
concept, or Minhag Yisrael Torah hi.
Yeah.
It's got significance. You don't want to change Minhagim. We met Nogim Ken Gambia Menu Ela, and we still do that today. We've had
Kitniyot. It's Kitniyot. people
is
who
a
won't make a little switch to eat kidney oat
right. That's a
because
myth,
it's
right?
the minhag of the Ashkenazim,
Right.
you
Right.
know.
That's a statement of community, is the way I look at it. You know, that's who I
Yeah.
am. That's where I come from. It's not the end of the world. I can survive without kidney. Okay, but okay.
Right.
Umaran achida, the chida, lo gila lanu mahu asod. Right? The chida is the one who came up. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the idea. The chida is the first one who says there's a sod. Umatam davar. What's the reason for it? Umayishna otam chamesha mudim. So why leave out those five of mudim? Sheni matzim bavav.
That's
Amnam,
a
but.
good, that's a question. What's so special about those five? Okay, another time.
Amnum la mor ati shapir. Because so what we're saying, it makes sense. The chol amudim potchim bavav harmuzot l'torah. That all the columns all start with the vav. That hint that get at this vav achibur, the Torah that joins us to Hashem. Milvad chamisha hanizkar la'el. Except
Oh, that's
tin kineged
hysterical.
achim shamayav bavin shelakach Yaakov me'el. You know,
That's
we are
so
missing
funny.
five.
Oh,
Right.
that's great.
Isn't that great? I like this.
Yeah,
This
it's
is great.
great. I love it.
Right? So it expresses this idea that we feel this chaser vav, right? The dude is missing something. Santifa dude, we're still missing a vav. No matter how wonderful our lives are, like for the Jews in Egypt, we're still missing some aspect of our connection with Hashem. We're waiting for Eliyahu to bring those last five vavim back. Right,
Wait, 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 go over for me. Yaakov took them from Eliyahu,
Eliyahu, and he says we're gonna
and he's going to give them back to Eliyahu.
right, and that we are that's what those symbolize, is that we're still missing a couple of vavim in our connection to
Okay,
Hashem.
and then Eliyahu, when he brings the final redemption, he'll have those vavs for us.
Right, we're not
Okay.
saying we're literally gonna rewrite the Torah,
No,
but
I know.
right,
Although that's a good.
those five columns of the one Yaakov is holding in, holding his guarantee here, and that's Rav Amar says explicitly. Havav he can get a befedut, right? And that symbolizes what was missing in Padut, shel Am Yisrael. Mecha, right? As we said, so yeshiva ot vav shel padut, right? We're asking Eliyahu, right, you need to bring the Padut, you need to make the Padut Malay. Yeshiv Yol Yaakov Avinu Vav Shalom. Then Yaakov says, okay, fine, I'll give you the letter back to your name. Vav Tachat Vav. Zeh Hemshecha Pasuk, okay? And this is, it was worth it. I mean, this has been great so far. It's worth it just for this comment. So what does the Pasuk say? The Samti Fedut Ben Ami Uven Amecha Lamachar Yeh Ot Hazeh.
Oh, are they talking
What?
about the letter? Otaze?
Obviously not literally, but
Right,
okay.
but
But in this
actually,
way of looking, that's why, I mean, this is just
right,
great.
that's
When
what
you
they're
said that,
saying,
boom,
Otaze.
right? The machar, right? The pasuk
Yeah,
says the
very
machar,
cool.
the gula shel machar, the eventual gula,
Yeah.
yeah, otaze. Sha'ot vav hachaser befedut, the Mitzrayim, yeah, otaze befedut machar.
Interesting that the word
Later.
oat also doesn't have a vav.
I know. I didn't make much of that either. You could, but here is in a chaser, which is interesting.
Okay.
Okay,
Okay.
and that's the punchline. Right now, due to your slavery, you're not connected to Hashem yet. But lamachar yet azeh, we can get the vav back in there, and you'll be malay. And that's yeah, ot azeh bedut lamachar. Kmosh emar latid, as the pasuk says, when it's written malay, bedut shalach mo tivelo brito as bedut malay. And
Right.
what that and the what the oh, literally means, right? Future that they will get that. Hashem already used that word. What is that ot? Hashem told that to Moshe. Yomar ki eimcha zelachah ot ki anoshi anochi shlachticha. This is the sign that I've sent you. Botziachat ha'amim Mitzrayim tavduna telkim al harazeh. You will serve Hashem on this mountain. That's the ot l'macharazeh. We were connected to Hashem.
Wait, wait, wait. What does it mean, Lamachari? Not with the that O doesn't mean letter, but what does it mean
No,
here,
okay.
really?
Taking it literally, it's that the Maka Arov. This is part of his warning. Is what goes to Paro and says, "I'm warning you, Arov is coming, and then
Yeah.
attack your people and not my people. And tomorrow, this sign, this Maka of Arov, will be."
Oh, that's what he's saying.
That's what
The
the
Arov is going to begin tomorrow.
Arov, right? Right.
Ha'ota
That's their
said,
shot
this
letter.
sign. Okay.
Right. Okay. But no, but read it as tomorrow you'll get this oath of Ta'abduna Elokim Aharazeh. That will be when the Matpadut is complete. You'll be connected to Hashem. It's the
Yeah.
Vavach Gibor.
You
And so
know,
that's the
Danny,
cover
it's so
for.
good that it almost feels like it's the pshat.
When you say it out, absolutely.
Because it's so good, it all fits and everything. Wow. This was great. This is one of my favorites, I have to tell you.
Me.
First of all, the whole thing is so freeman, where how it begin the columns, and I didn't know any of this.
Ah, okay.
It, I didn't I never heard of Vaveha Amudim. Wow. I'll ask Jack now. He
Okay,
knows.
I like this. Yeah, I'm glad you
This
like
was great. I hope the Saturday morning crowd appreciates
it. Yeah,
it.
some of them are, don't like the homiletics. They want some more, geography, history stuff,
Yeah. No, but
This is good.
it was almost, begging it.
I know. This is
You
great.
know, and the same sentence, Padut without a vav, and then tomorrow you'll get that letter. In the
Above
future, you'll get that
that.
letter. That letter's missing. Tomorrow, you'll get it. Okay, very good. Thank
Very good.
you.
Okay. Have a
Okay.
good day, and I'll talk to you about my plans.
And Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
Big Mazel Tov. Big, big Mazel Tov.
Yeah, it should be fun. Okay, bye.